Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Crossville, Tennessee, and I'm with Federico Minoza, the CEO of the Iris Group. Federico, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
I would say so. You've just cut the ribbon on a $70 million expansion in Crossville, and it's the first gauged panel production in the United States. You've got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, we're very proud to be the very first one in the United States to be able to produce large panels.
So just a little background real quick, if you don't mind. When you start looking at the global market for ceramic tile, there are four large Italian groups, and you're the CEO of one of them. We've got the Atlas Concord, the Forum, Panaria, and Iris Group, and you are the daughter of the founder, and you got started in this country, I believe, in 2005, and up until now, with this latest expansion, your family has invested $250 million here, right?
Yes, yes, roughly $250 million. Actually, we found a very good place here to invest because the employees really responded very well to our challenges, and today as well, because it's the very first time in the world that apart from producing the large panels, we can cut them to more traditional sizes, down to 12 by 12 inches. And this is not being done nowadays, not even in Italy, which is the, let's say, Sassuolo is the headquarters of the ceramic industry. So actually the employees here responded very well and the market is very receptive as well. So it's very easy, let's say, to keep on investing in this place.
Well, let me just add a little bit more background to what you're doing here, because this latest $70 million expansion brings this total facility to about 1 million square feet, and you've got two Continua lines here, and I think there's two different ways of making gauge porcelain, so yours is a continuous process, and in a 2.5 hour period, when this thing is fully up and running, you'll be able to produce, I think in a day's time, 1,000 panels. That's quite an addition in capacity. And these, while I'm Floor Focus Magazine, these panels can be used not only on the floor or on the wall, but in external building cladding. So it opens up the market for the Iris Group, doesn't it?
Well, definitely. And there is another very important use that allows us to open a completely new market, which is the market for the countertops. So we can produce up to 12 mil and 2 cm thickness in this facility. This means that the large panels can be used as well for kitchen countertops and for furniture. And this, of course, is something that is a market we didn't touch with the floor and wall tiles before. Mm-hmm. So it's a new challenge for the marketing and commercial team as well.
One more little background item. Stone Peak is the brand name that you created for the U.S. market, but you also have the Fiandre brand name.
Yep.
And that's a beautiful, well-known in the commercial market for its design and creative elements. In your remarks a minute ago, you cut the ribbon on this. It's actually, you've been making product here since May with these two lines. But you made a comment about the United States economic openness. And when the Iris Group decided to make this investment, this is the first group. Instead of doing it in Italy, you're doing it here in the USA, right?
Yeah, that's true. That was a tough decision, but we decided to start here because actually we always found that American people were more open to new investments, to new products, to new challenges. And I really love the American culture. I feel very comfortable. I feel at home here. So we felt very comfortable and confident that we could do it. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's very successful. So it seems that we were right.
You say you love coming here.
Yeah,
obviously, you live in Italy. How much time do you spend in the United States?
Well, actually, I come every month. So I stay here at least 1 week per month. So either I go to Chicago, where we've got our headquarters, or I come to Tennessee. Sometimes I go to visit the different showrooms we have spread all over the United States. We've got one in New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Anaheim, Miami. So we're covered mainly, basically, all over the United States. We actually have a total revenue. Last year, we had a total revenue around $210 million in the United States. So it's pretty much half of the total revenue of the group. So that's why, I mean, I need to stay here a long while. And I really enjoy coming here because I like the directness of American people. I feel it's very easy to work here and everybody is really open for new proposals, new ideas, and I mean, I love here.
And you sell your products in this country through, I think, three major channels. You sell to the home centers,
yep.
you sell to independent distribution, and national accounts. That's
yeah,
right. Okay.
For sure. Uh-huh. So we've got three different channels, which are very important for us. The total revenue is divided in between one third each channel,
which
right? allows us to be very balanced. So if one year one channel is not performing so well, we can balance the final turnover with another by pushing more on another channel. Mm-hmm. So this allows us to be very strong on the market, and everybody knows more or less all our brands.
So here in the U.S. this year, which is stronger as far as growth? You seeing more growth residentially or commercially?
Well, commercially, definitely. We're working very well with the national accounts. McDonald's is one of our best customers this year. And we allowed our commercial team to follow McDonald's properly. And they opened, and we gave our tiles to them for new, I think, around 500 new shops this year.
Okay, great. All right, so I guess you've got to rush back to Italy, because in 2 weeks you have the largest tile show in the world, the Chisaia show, right?
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh. It's the Chisaia, yes. It's the worldwide show for ceramic tiles.
Well, I wish my audience could see the beaming smile you have on your face. I know you're proud. You know, father started this business, and now you take the reins, and now you are the first company in the United States to be making these gauge porcelain panels, which are 5 feet by 10 feet in format. And that's a proud moment.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm very emotional. I'm very proud of being here today.
Okay, it's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Federica Minosa, the CEO of the Iris Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.